Today's mission of Gimel is Chelu Malam Begizrin L'Sadur Eish HaMarach. After the ashes were pushed towards the Tafur of the mound, the middle of the Mitzvah, the Kohen who was open to Trumat Hadashim would take two Gizrei Eishim, two long pieces of wood, to be put on the Mitzvah. This we learn out from the Pasuk. The Pasuk says, Ubir Allah Kohen Eishim Baboker Baboker. The Torah tells us that the Kohen would put Eishim every morning on the Mitzvah. And from here, Chazal learn out that we need Shnei Gizrei Eishim, two long pieces of wood, to be put apart of the Marach. The Chikor, Eitzim, Cherim, and Maracha, the Mishnah asks, are all types of wood kosher to be put on the Maracha? Hang, Chikor, Eitzim, Cherim, and Maracha, Chutmi, Shalzayis, Bishalgef. The Mishnah answers, yes, any type of wood is kosher for the Maracha, with the exception of wood from an olive tree and vines from a vineyard. The reason being, Mishum Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, we don't want to use this type of wood for the Maracha, as this type of wood grows fruit, so therefore we use other types of wood. Some say the reason why we don't use Ati Zayas and Ati Geffen is because they don't ignite very well. Avo Be'elu Magdila. Even though all types of wood are kosher for the Maracha, the following types of wood was normally used, and these types of wood light very well. The Merbio Shal Te'ena V'Shal Egos V'Shal Eich Shemen branches from a fig tree. We're talking about a fig tree that's very old and doesn't bear fruit anymore, as we don't want to use wood from a fig tree that still grows fruit, and also from an Egos tree, a type of nut, and from Eich Shemen, the wood from an eight shemen, which some say is shemen apismon, that the oil of apismon is made when there's eight. These types of wood light very well, so therefore they normally use this type of wood, even though all wood is kosher for the marach. Masechet Tamid Parabeg, Mishnah Dalal, Sidar HaMarach Gdolah Mizrach. The Kohen who put the Shnei Gizrei Eitzim on the Mizbeach, he would set up the Marach Gdolah, the big arrangement of wood on the Mizbeach. The reason why it's called Marach Gdolah is there were three Marachos, and this was the biggest one. The second maracha was called the maracha shmiya shal ktoret. From that arrangement of wood, after the wood turns into kol, we would bring those kols onto the mizbeach hapnimi, the interior mizbeach, in the heichal, on which we would be makriv the ketoret. And there was a third maracha, lekiyam ha'esh. It didn't serve a purpose, just it was lit. Lekiyam ha'esh, this is zeres ha'kasa, but the pasuk says, ha'esh on mizbeach tukad bo. And from here, Chazal learn out that we need a third maracha, lekiyam ha'esh. It serves no purpose, just that the fire would be ignited there. The Chazisa Mizracha. The Mishnah tells us that the Maracha Gdola had an opening which faced east, as it needed to have an opening in order that the wind should blow into the Maracha to help keep the fire going. That opening faced east, as it cannot face west. And since the Maracha Gdola was on the eastern part of the Mizbeach, the western part of the Maracha was next to the Tafur, the big mound of ashes in the middle of the Mizbeach, so therefore the wind would not blow there, so therefore it was an opening to the east, so the wind would blow into the Maracha and keep it going. The Rasha Gizrim Apnimim Hayunogim Bitapua. The tops of the interior branches would touch the big mound of ashes in the middle of the Mizbeach. The Rabbi Hayabena Gizrim Shahayu Matisa Nesa Ayasam Mishan. There was space in between the branches that we would put the ayas of there, the small slivers of wood, in between the branches. As the wood was piled up high, after the Kohen put the Shnei Gizrei Eitzim on the Maracha, he would take more branches and he would set up the Maracha like a square. And he would pile up the wood one on top of the other. And in between the wood, he would put the ayisa, small slivers of wood. As when we light up the maracha, we ignite the ayisa, small slivers of wood, as the ayisa is easier to ignite than the large pieces of wood, and the ayisa, once it's ignited, would cause the whole maracha to go up in flames.